News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
13,000 artefacts are in the British Museum, which originated in Ireland, but only about 200 of them are actually on display. The rest are just in storage. And according to Cathal Crowe, who is Fianna Fáil TD for Clare, it might be a nice idea for the British Museum to give them back. Now, Cathal Crowe, what the British Museum undoubtedly will say in respect to this, and I think this is what they have said when it was raised with them, is, look, these were bought legitimately, and many of them were acquired at a time when there wasn't even an Irish National Museum, so they're ours. Go away.
Good morning, Anton. Thanks for having me on. My position on this has probably become a bit more refined over the years. If you'd had me on 10 years ago, I'd probably said, send over the trucks, bring every item back. I don't think it's that simple. What I would feel is that these items, you know, they've been acquired through many means. Some have been bought, some have been acquired quite recently by the museum, some were plundered, some were got by very legitimate means many years ago. At a minimum, I think these items should be on display. Not all of them. I understand a museum can't have millions of items on shelves and glass cabinets. Some items get rotated, some are in archive. But there are really precious Irish items that are not available for anyone to see. The point I go back to is that years ago I would have said repatriate everything. But, you know, history and museums, they should be more global. When you go to Britain, you should be able to see what the Celts lived like, what early Christian Ireland was like. And similarly, when you're in Dublin, there should be some Egyptian artefacts. You should be able to experience history wherever you go in the world. But I do think there are some unethical things that have happened over the years. One example being just 2 years ago, the famous Irish giant, his name was Charles Byrne. His skeleton was held by the British Museum and was repatriated just 3 years ago. An 8 foot tall guy from, I think he was from County Antrim. But some items here, they're just locked away in archive boxes. No one has ever seen them unless you get a special permit or you're undertaking a body of research. So I don't think it's right for all these items to be there.
One assumes, though, Carl, I assume you're going to get fair resistance even on that call from the British Museum, because any precedent set that you should maybe give back stuff or treat differently stuff belonging to other countries could have huge problems for them specifically.
Yeah, their biggest problem is probably the Rosetta Stone, the famous Egyptian Rosetta Stone. That was brought over by British troops, I think in the year 1803. And they've been resisting that for decades. There's a new campaign again in Egypt, led by government, led by diplomats, but they're also threatening legal action. I'm not suggesting we go that route, but I do think politically, I think there should be some dialogue on this. And again, I will go back to the point that if stuff is in archive boxes, why not bring some of that back to Ireland where it belonged? But also, I think we need to look at this through an ethic lens. We need to look at how some of these items were acquired. Some of them were acquired during plantation. Some of them were acquired, brought back by British troops. Some were brought into Britain very legitimately. I think they need to have cast a lens over that. And that would determine, I think, what should be back in Ireland and maybe what should be in Britain and what should be on display and what should be seen in the Dublin Museum versus the London Museum.
Cathal, thank you. Cathal Crowe, Fianna Fáil TD.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.